And we're back here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Well, I think we are. I think we're on the air, Coach.
All right.
Matt Williams, Smyrna Bulldogs, joins us here on the second portion. And, Coach, you know, a lot has been made over the last two or three weeks. You know, now you've got to, you know, win, and I understand that. And you understand it. The guys understand it. You pulled out a big one because Franklin's a really good ball club too, yeah. And it's a big road win and double overtime.
Yeah, it was. I mean, their defense was a lot better, and we probably gave them credit for coming in. Their defensive front really played well, and I thought for the most part, you know, dominated the line of scrimmage. So I think, you know, points were at a premium because both defenses played well, and like I say, I think the conditions were a little bit wet.
And on the same token, your defense holding him under 200 yards passing, I think, is quite an achievement.
Yeah, I thought we played well for the most part. I'm sure my expectations, I'm sort of, you know, our kids know how I am, and I expect to, you know, stop everybody. But, you know, he's a quality quarterback. I thought their offensive line played a lot better than we had seen. You know, it's hard. The films we had gotten were against teams that, you know, just record-wise are not, you know, haven't done very well. And sometimes probably put too much into that because, you know, the kids – you can't ever tell what you're going to get from, you know, teams when they come, when you play them. And their team really played well and played probably at a higher level than we had seen them play on film.
Tell us a little bit. It was in the paper, I know. Tell us a little bit about that that score, kind of a run up the line of scrimmage pretty quickly. Now, we've seen you do that before, so that's not that wasn't something new in the repertoire.
No,
but
no.
It was that's to kind of get the defense off, but it was successful.
It was. I mean, it was a deal where, you know, wasn't a whole lot of thought put into it, to be honest with you. The one thing that I'll say is our holder, our main holder, PJ, was out. He dinged his shoulder, and he was out, so we were at our backup holder. And that, you know, concerns you a little bit because our backup holder gets reps in practice, but not near as many as the main guy. So on a night when it was as wet as it was, you know, a lot of things come into play there. We just try to catch them off guard. You know, we'd run a play. We were on about the half-yard line, and, you know, I'm proud of our kids because, you know, Lorenzo Williams did a great job because the play we ran really was just a dive play into the A gap, and he bounced it, I guess, you know, out the C gap and found a hole and dove into it, and you know, that was the game.
But it wasn't a mystery play, was it?
No,
because I've seen you guys do that a few times.
No, yeah, that's part of our offense. We do that, and you know, we've got a little package, and everybody's seen it. It's not a secret. We run up the line of scrimmage, try to catch defense off guard, and we've got three or four options. You know, we don't just have one play out of it, so they've sort of got to guess where we're going, and you know, work last night.
As a coach, when you get into overtime, is that a whole new way of thinking? I mean, when you get into that game, because there's so many things that and it all is split second decisions.
Yeah.
You know, where they get a kick a field goal, or you need to kick a field goal. Is it better to tie and go to another overtime? I mean, there's just got to be in the thought process running so many things going through your head.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain things you want. You know, obviously you want to try to go defense first. That way you know what you've got to have offensively. And you know, we were lucky to win the toss and got that first. But you know, weren't able to hold them, and both of us scored. But you know, there's certain things you want to try to do, and it comes down a lot of times to how the game's going, you know, and what kind of offense they are. And there's certain teams that, you know, you don't want to have to go, you know, give them the ball on 10-yard line, and it's going to be hard to stop. But you know, I thought our kids did a good job last night with that, and adjusted well, and you know, they battled to the end like they have every Friday night.
Is the physical of part of it, is that tough too? I mean, in terms of, are they getting tired? Is this just going to wear the defense down and keep wearing it down? But I guess it's that way for both teams. So.
It is. Our kids are the same way. They played as hard as they could, and you know, it's one of those nights that sort of said we actually had a couple cramps last night. We didn't have any cramps week zero against BGA, and I think they probably take it for granted when it gets a little bit cooler. They don't have to hydrate as much, and you know, we had DeMarno Thompson went out with cramps, and Dexter Hunter, our big defense tackle, went out with cramps for a while. So, that, you know, they were getting tired, and it also shows you the level they're playing at. They're playing so hard, and given everything they have. And you know, that does play a factor because you got to know, you know, how your team feels going into overtime.
Mario had a good game. I think over 170 yards rushing. He just continues to produce for you and do a good job.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good player. He did a good job, and there were times he stayed with it because he would have a, you know, 0, 0, 2 yards, you know, 3 yards, and he'd pop a long one. So it's not like he was just running free all night. I mean, the ones he had that were big runs were, you know, he had one run that was just phenomenal. It was a highlight type run where he cut back and cut right and left, I don't know, about 8 times, and you know, it was about a 60-yard run, something like that. But he's a special player and a good kid. And
it's hard to teach a kid to not to give up after stopped a few times. To me, it separates a good runner.
It does. He's done a good job of really, you know, DeMario's a fast kid now. And you know, if I was him, I'd probably be, you know, probably want to bounce everything too. But he, you know, the power plays and the isolation plays we run, he really bangs it up in there. And you know, he takes what you give him, and then, you know, he knows he's trusted it and done a good job of taking what they've given him and busting along when it's there.
When wins are at a premium right now, that win had to be probably one that you couldn't afford to let get away, really, could you?
No, I mean, no, it was a, you know, I said it all week, and, you know, there's times as a coach where you want to just say, you know, we're going, yeah, and I've said it all along, we're the next game, or, you know, We're only worried about the next opponent. But I told our kids, our back's against the wall, and we got to see if we can fight. And you know, to win that ball game means a lot because, you know, you don't come out of that there with a win. You know, you're 2-4, and your kids are going to be dejected. I mean, just be honest. And you know, so to come out and win in the fashion in which we did, I hope this will be a momentum builder for us.
Matt Williams is our guest here on the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner, and we talk about. I have maintained all along, and I know you heard this too. You're the best 1-3. Now you're the best 3-3 team in football. You've never doubted your ball club, and it would not surprise me. I could see Smyrna running the table. I could see several teams running the table in this thing.
Sure, yeah.
So, and you've always maintained it's the one game at a time philosophy. You've got Blackman coming up next, and there's.
Gonna be a great atmosphere.
It's kind of gone beyond the cut that Coach Shadowins was there. I mean, it's really past that, I think, at this point. But
oh, yeah.
But I
got my first real six string, blow it out the five and done, played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69.
The Smyrna Bowling Center, a great place to take the family for fun.
Bright and colorful and not dimly lit like the bowling alleys of old. The fun never ends.
Mark Hubbock is general manager at the Smyrna Bowling Center and says anybody can bowl.
From small children all the way up to senior citizens, anybody can do this sport. It's a great activity. You know, you're taking a 12 to 16 pound bowling ball for most people and rolling it down the lane, 3-game series, you're going to lift quite a bit of weight.
Come on, let's have fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
The time is now, Bob Watts Auction. The time is now.
A custom brick home on 2 acres will be auctioned off on Saturday, October 1st at 10 a.m. The auction is at 122 Tenby Drive. Again, this is in Murfreesboro in the Magnolia Trace subdivision. The home has 3 bedrooms and 4 baths, approximately 2,800 square feet.
Bob Watts Auction.
You'll feel the difference at Jerry Potts Car Care when you walk in the door at 2420 Southgate Boulevard.
It's family. I feel we offer an alternative to having to go to the dealer.
That's Stacy Potts Orfis at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We treat everybody with respect. We're going to fix their vehicle how we would fix our own vehicle and make it safe. And we stand behind everything.
Jerry Potts Car Care, just off South Church by the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
So, do you want me to ask that question again? Okay. How many questions do I need to ask again? Just one? Okay. Are we back? Hi. We're back.
Okay.
Coach, we're having all kinds of problems technical today, but I'm going to ask the question we were talking about midseason, but going back to the Mathers question, you know, he's going to get some yardage, and he's going to break one from now and then. It's no, but do you watch the other guys? I mean, is that the game plan?
Well, I mean, you got to obviously try to stop him, but the deal is there's certain teams that have weapons that you can try to take away, and you know maybe they have a good running back, but they're not real good up front, or you know they have a this or that. And, you know the thing about Blackman is they got a good running back. They're going to be well coached up front, and do a good job. You know, Coach Watson is as good as there is, I think, as far as offensive line play around. And you got a quarterback that can hurt you if you don't pay attention, and receivers that can hurt you. So it's not just one guy. They're going to be a multi-threat offense, and we know that. And you know, we're going to have our hands full, but I think our kids will answer the challenge and play hard and do the things they need to. But we got to be well prepared, and we got to be prepared for a complete offense. It's not just him, and he's obviously a special talent. It's fun to get to coach against kids like that. You know, some people might say, "Well, we don't want to face him," but you know, you don't have the opportunity to see kids like that very often. I mean, that kid's special, and you know, we just got our kids got to try to face the challenge and tackle him and get him down when we can, and that's what it boils down to.
You see the fire in the kids' eyes when they make a stop on a runner like that, and it's a real challenge, but something that you kind of promote for your team. You want challenges. I mean, maybe not as many as we've had.
Oh, but. Yeah, I like a good challenge, but you like a breather in between. But it's one of those deals. I remember being in high school and playing against some really good running backs. You know, we played. I remember a kid, Ronnie Pillow, that went to UT and played some other kids that were just really good, outstanding running backs. And you remember those games, especially if you slow them down. You know, it's a special memory. So our kids will remember this, you know, for years to come. And it's just one of those parts. We talk about high school football, and they get one chance to do it. It's one of those things they'll remember for a lifetime. And you know, hopefully, we'll do a good job and slow them down a little bit. And hopefully, we'll be able to say we did that.
Well, you're on a little bit of a roll here, and have evened your mark at 3-3. And I want to ask this question, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but because you don't want to lose.
We've lost those ball games a lot. You know, we've lost those tight ball games where it comes down to double overtime and fourth down play or whatever. We've been on the other end of that. So I hope last night, with it going our way, that it will sort of turn the tide and we'll learn from it and, you know, be a momentum shifter for us. But I think our kids are tough. I think our kids are, they're good kids, and they play hard. You can't question that. And hopefully we'll continue to be able to close out some ball games.
Well, good luck next week. And I do have to ask a question. The Junior Pro League, how's it going? Are we still undefeated? And
yeah.
Is there a game today?
Yeah, we play the Murfreesboro Mustangs at 4 o'clock. So we'll be here over just out in this area, I think, out by the landfill. So hopefully the
and you'll be there as a observer.
I'm a fan. I don't say a word. I stand over with my popcorn and keep my mouth shut. So enjoy it. Their coaches do a great job.
All right. Going for 5 or 6 in a row, I think, something like that. So they're doing well.
Yeah, doing good.
Coach Matt Williams, head coach of the Smyrna Bulldogs, and he will be battling the Blackman Blaze and his bunch, and we'll be there. That game will be on WGNS, and we'll be beginning with the pregame show at 7 o'clock from Smyrna High School. When we come back, Coach Shadowins, next week's foe for Coach Matt Williams. He'll be in the house, and he'll be talking to Brian Barrett as we continue with the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.